all the same type, or?
Yeah, basically, asphalt. Sometimes they, some have, are pea gravel, and others are, you know, bigger gravel.
Pea gravel.
Small, you know, brown sort of.
I haven't heard of that before. That's interesting.
And that would be more on the smaller roads, farm to market.
What about something, this, this hard white stuff?
Caliche.
I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, caliche is something that we find, it's a very fine form of limestone, and it's found in pits.
Yeah.
And that's why the caliche that we have under our land would be a shame if we didn't have the best system of roads in the country if Texas didn't, as a state, because it's the natural terrain lends itself to it.
I see. Well, do you have any roads that don't have any surface at all? You have the plain old?
Yes, we have a few dirt roads left.
You mentioned asphalt. What's another term for that sticky stuff? You know, you
tar.
Just call it tar. But is there a difference between? Do you make a distinction between tar and asphalt?
Oh yeah, tar is the black substance itself, and asphalt is what's made when tar and rocks are mixed together.
We're talking about roads. Say if you were going along a road and. So maybe you're driving out in the country. A little road that goes off the main road, would you call that anything in particular?
Side road.
Side road. Or say if you were going along the main road, you turned off a road that went up to a man's house, what would you call that?
Probably a driveway.
Driveway. Or say sometimes when the cattle come in from the pasture, they'll go pretty much the same way every time until they wear a place.
That's
down,
a path.
Call that a path. And in town, in residential areas, the place alongside the street where people walk, you would call that a
sidewalk.
Do you have, where you're from, maybe some grass between the street and the sidewalk in the residential areas? Is that called anything?
We would just call it the curb.
Because
you know, the grass and everything else on the other side of the sidewalk would be just called by.
Right, the whole thing.
Would be called curb.
You ever heard people call that grass the tree lawn or anything like that?
No, I haven't.
This expression. I want to ask you about, if you were walking out in the country and you were passing a cornfield and you saw a crow in there getting after the farmer's corn, you might say, do something about it and reach down and pick up a
rock
and
throw it.
Yeah. You ever heard any people use any other terms for throw to mean the same?
Chunk it.
Chunk it, yeah. Pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Throw it and chunk it.
Yeah. If you want to scare the crow, you're probably just going to throw it. If you want to hit it, you're going to chunk it.
Depends on what you intend.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you, if you go to somebody's house looking for somebody and they say to you, well, no, he's not
home.
Or is there... Say this expression, if you were, you know, this hot beverage that people drink.
Coffee?
Yeah. Do you drink?
Yes.
How do you drink yours?
Black with a little cream.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people use any other designation for black coffee?
Strong.
Strong coffee? Or black coffee, strong coffee?